Brothers and sisters in Christ, wouldn't life be different or easier without suffering? I think so, right? Who wants to suffer in this life? No one. And I think that the readings of today's liturgy are giving us a meaning, okay? Because God is powerful, okay? God is all powerful. So if God is all powerful, why he cannot stop, you know, the suffering that is around the world? People dying, people getting sick, families crying over, you know, the loved ones. Different, many people losing their jobs. They don't know how to pay their, you know, their bills. People dying or starving because they don't have sources, you know, to buy food, to eat maybe today. Why? And this is a question that all of us have, and also even the prophets and Peter also is the same thing that he asked Jesus Christ, because he also doesn't want Jesus Christ to go through that suffering. It's interesting, eh? And I think that these readings and the liturgy, I hope that at the end of this liturgy, God may give us the grace to see that the sufferings that maybe we have today, they are redemptive. And that there is a purpose, there is a reason why God allows that suffering. The first reading, you know, that the prophet Jeremiah speaks, saying, "You duped me, Lord, and I let myself be duped. I let myself be seduced." So the prophet Jeremiah, he had to announce, okay, violence. He says, "The only thing that all the day I am an object of laughter, and everyone mocks at me. When I speak, I must cry out, violence and outrage is my message." He is announcing God, okay, to a people of the Israel, well, the Israelites, that have abandoned God, and they have followed other gods. They are following other gods. And this prophet that is announcing God, he says, he is the mockery of all. Is everybody is laughing at him. He's saying, "You are crazy. Why are you announcing God? Why are you going to mass in the middle of this pandemic? Doesn't make sense for your friends, for your neighbors, for your co-workers. Doesn't make sense." And what he wants to do is to run away. He wants to run away. He doesn't wanna keep announcing God. He wants to run away from his mission. But he says, but then it becomes like fire burning in my heart that he cannot control. The love of God that has chosen him to announce him to the people of Israel is something that is inside of him. So this violence that he is announcing outside, outwards, is inside of him that he cannot control. He says, I want to run away, but it's so powerful that I cannot do it. Jesus Christ in this gospel is announcing for the first time that he is going to suffer, okay? That he is going to Jerusalem. And in Jerusalem, he will suffer. He says that he will go up to Jerusalem and suffer from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed. And on the third day, he will rise. Peter doesn't listen that he is going to rise. The only thing that he hears in his mind is that he is going to die and that he is going to suffer. And Peter says, no, that cannot happen. To me, no. To you, the Son of God, because you remember the gospel of last Sunday, that Christ says, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, because this thing has been revealed to you by my Father. And to you I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. A couple of minutes later, it's the same place, eh? It's the same day, same place, after Christ has given him praise, let's say, in front of the apostles, he has to correct him in front of the apostles. Christ says that Christ turned and said to him, get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as humans beings do. Because for Peter does not accept the idea of suffering. He doesn't accept it. I can find another way, okay? I can find another for you to fulfill your mission that God has entrusted to you. I can find another way. But the Son of Man, but the Son of God, the Son of the Living God, cannot suffer, cannot go through that way. And maybe that's suffering, brothers and sisters, is a consequence of sin. Okay? God didn't create suffering. No. Suffering is a consequence of sin. But Christ has to destroy sin. And by destroying sin, he has to go through suffering. Because it's the same experience, the same thing that we experience every single day. All of us. Everyone that comes to this world will experience suffering. And Peter wants to say, no, let's find another way for you to fulfill your mission. If you remember Gethsemane, when Jesus Christ was also in Gethsemane, he said to God, if this is possible, let this cup pass through me. But not my will, but yours. He also was suffering. Everything that he experienced through the passion. But he knew that after death, after suffering, there is the experience of the resurrection, of joy. There is another thing after suffering. It's true that when I am suffering, I don't see the end, the other side of suffering. I don't see it. I don't see it. Because that suffering blinds my eyes. And it's true. It's easier to run away. To run away. And it's like a saying to God, you know, Peter, that is in front of Jesus Christ, telling him, you cannot go through that path, is like saying to God, no, change this life. I don't want to have, I have to tell God how life should be. I have to tell him. How life should. I have to tell him, I have to tell God how my spouse has to be. I have to tell God how my children have to behave, how my parents have to be. You know why many couples are being destroyed, many families are being destroyed today? Because they run away from the mission. The mission of Jesus Christ, the cross that he speaks, that he has to take the cross, is his mission. That is to die. Yeah, but I don't want to die to myself. That's why it's easier to run away, to escape. It's easier, yeah. And many families are being broken today because the same thing. It's easier just to, you know what? You go this way, I go this way. That's it, okay? Let's avoid problems, sufferings, that's it. But then Jesus Christ says that at the end he will come, for the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay all according to his conduct. There is a recompense in this life. There is a recompense, okay? But if I don't look at Jesus Christ, the only one that has overcome death and that has also, that has, you know, entered into the suffering, then it is impossible for me to go through that suffering, whatever suffering God presents. For this, brothers and sisters, let us ask God to give us the grace. In his love and mercy, he corrects us because he loves us, because he cares for us. And every time that he turns to us, it's because maybe we are not listening to the voice of God. Maybe I am listening to the voice of the devil. That's why he rebukes Peter. May God help us. Let us enter into this Eucharist. Let us ask him to give us the grace, you know, to enter in this life. And let us not abandon the mission that he has given us. Because all of us, we have come here to this earth with a mission. And this mission is to give our life.